This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The current CEO of Colorado Springs Utilities set to step down at the end of this year. This morning, Aram Benyamin accepted another job outside of Colorado Springs, resigning from his position as CEO of the municipal utility. He's set to stay with the utility through the end of this year and leave at some point in early 2023. Colorado Springs police, meanwhile, looking for a suspect in a reported hotel break-in from the weekend. Investigators say a man and woman broke into a room at a hotel in South Nevada around midnight Saturday. Investigators began tracking the pair after arriving at the location, finding that they were staying in another room in that same hotel. The woman surrendered to police while the man had already left. Bethany Wood charged with first-degree burglary and menacing while police trying to find Thomas Porter on similar charges. Springs police also investigating two robberies from last night that appear to be connected. First happening around 9 o'clock last night at a business at Commerce Center Drive near I-25 in Woodman, where police say a suspect went into a store, took several items by force, and threatened to have a weapon. While a weapon was not seen, investigators say the suspect then left the store in a vehicle, fleeing the area before officers could arrive on the scene. Just about half an hour later, a business at Academy in Dublin had police say that a suspect in this case took several items from that store as well, threatening the clerk with physical harm. Suspect then left the store, got into a car with several passengers, and left. There's no suspect description provided at this time.
And officials in El Paso County are taking extra steps to be transparent with the public ahead of tomorrow's midterm election. Clerk and recorder Chuck Broman invites voters to check his work for themselves using the ballot audit tool.
Out of the 3,104 counties in the United States, there's only a handful of counties that go that extra mile for our citizens to help validate our elections to them.
Broman says the county created the tool after the 2020 presidential election to let the community view election data and compare it with images of every physical ballot cast. State election law requires ballot counting machines to be certified ahead of each election by passing a logic and accuracy test. The same machines used on election night must pass a risk-limiting audit where the election judges take samples of the ballots and compare the machine tallies to the hand count. El Paso County pays extra to count the vote again by running ballots through the competing companies' machines. The deadline to mail your ballots, of course, is already passed, but there's still time for you if you need to make a correction to your ballot. KRDO News Radio's Jessica Grunling has more.
Some of those mistakes are signing the wrong envelope. If you accidentally signed your spouse's envelope, don't worry. Elections workers will automatically relabel the envelope if you and your spouse live in the same residence. But if you put both your ballots in the same envelope, they will be voided and not counted. You also won't be notified if this happens. But you can visit a polling center, and the voter whose envelope was marked as received and voided can vote provisionally. The other spouse can vote as normal. If you're not in your home county tomorrow, not a big deal. You can drop off your ballot in any Colorado county, and your home county will process it as normal.
That's KRDO News Radio's Jessica Grunling. And finally, two Coloradoans are $1 million richer today after matching all but one number in Saturday's Powerball drawing. The $1 million tickets were sold in Pueblo and Edgewater. Three Coloradoans also won $150,000 each, while three more won $50,000 apiece. The estimated jackpot for tonight's Powerball is $1.9 billion. Wowzer.
Well, there's still time to go buy a ticket.
you remember, you can't win if you don't play.
Absolutely.
So,
mainly cloudy and chilly as we head into the afternoon with a few breaks in the cloud cover later this evening. We'll see high temperatures today in the upper 40s and low 50s around Colorado Springs and the mid-50s for Pueblo. Everybody much warmer for Tuesday, more sunshine and a high of 67 degrees for Colorado Springs, 74 in the Steel City. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.